2339. Don't miss Comtree's annual Mardi Gras Ball, Saturday night, February the 4th.
This is it, the Art of Cat event you can't pass up. Hi, this is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. It's Art of Cat's Four Wheels More Deals sales event. Right now, check out any 2017 Art of Cat ATV or UTV and get financing as low as 2.9% for a full 3 years, plus rebates up to $500, plus a full 2-year factory warranty. But there's more during our Four Wheels More Deals event at Street Track and Trail. For even bigger savings, ride away on a new 2015 or 2016 Art of Cat and get the same low 2.9 36-month financing, plus your choice of rebates up to a whopping $3,000, or a full 2-year limited factory warranty. It doesn't get better than this. Don't miss our Four Wheels More Deals Art of Cat sales event, now through February 5th only. Again, this is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 south of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
The NFL Conference Championship is set after an exciting divisional round heard on KJEP. The NFC title game is scheduled first with two red-hot offenses as Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers travel to take on Matt Ryan and the high-flying Atlanta Falcons offense in the final game at the Georgia Dome. An AFC champion will be crowned directly after as two perennial AFC contenders battle as Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Find out who will represent their conference in the Super Bowl this Sunday on KJEP beginning at 1 p.m.
This is Sharon Jones. Pet owners are talking about Pajama Party Kennels.
They do a great job, and they're really good with the dogs. They're all great, very knowledgeable. You can tell they're animal people, so you feel comfortable going in there. We don't ever worry about leaving our dogs there.
Put your pet in the good hands of Pajama Party Kennels in Peely, 636-224-7505, or at pajamapartykennels.com. We're a division of Jones Animal Health Clinic.
Good afternoon, Will Cheshire alongside with you, welcoming you in here to Jefferson College for the weekly Viking Voices show, talking all things Jefferson College athletics, and obviously the Jeffco women's basketball team, they're in action at 5 p.m. in just under an hour. We won't have that game for you on KJEP, but we will have that game for you on AM 800 KREI. You can also stream it online at MIMOinfo.com as they travel down south to take on MAC and to open up Region 16 play. But joined now by Fieldhouse Coordinator Marie Self. And Marie, we have the JCAA shootout coming up this Saturday at Jefferson College as well. That was rescheduled for mid-December. Just why don't you summarize and tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. Yes, it is rescheduled from December. We're going to work it in around our home ladies basketball game on Saturday. This is the boys' weekend. So we have a lineup of starting at 10 a.m. You've got Windsor versus Herculaneum. Then at 11:30, St. Pius is going to take on North County. Then we squeeze in our college game at 2 p.m., Jefferson College versus State Fair. And that's going to be a really good challenge for us. I really hope that turns out well for us. At 4 p.m., we start up again with boys basketball, Perryville versus Grandview. 5:30, Festus versus R7. 7 p.m., DeSoto and Crystal City. And to round out the evening at 8:30, we have Hillsborough and St. Vincent.
So it's a day full of basketball, the boys' side this time around. And Marie, what are the entry fees for people wanting to come in and watch a day's worth of boys' basketball?
For the boys' basketball, it will be $4 for adults and $2 for students. And the only passes that they are accepting is the JCAA shootout admission pass.
Okay, so you got to make sure you have that?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So then, Marie, obviously at 2 p.m., this is where things might get a little bit tricky. Need a little clarification for us here. 2 p.m., Jeffco takes on Crowder in a Region 16 game.
State Fair.
State Fair. Crowder's State Fair. The Saturday after that.
Saturday after
yeah,
that,
Yeah, State
yes.
Fair. Jefferson takes on State Fair in what will be their second region game, but obviously there's a little two different entities going on there. So why don't you take us through about what might happen?
Yeah, we are going to do some adjustments. The gate for the high school functions will be shut down, and we will roll over into a gate at 1 p.m. for the college game. So we will be clearing probably the gym out to make that transition, make it easier for people so they understand what they're paying for and what they're going to see at that time. And then we'll do the same thing after the game. We'll have just a short period of time where we'll make the adjustment back and switch the gates around. So you may be asked just to wait patiently in the front lobby for a few minutes, but it shouldn't take us long to get this done.
Yeah, and just how much is the cost of admission for the Jefferson College game, if you do want to stick around and see
that's,
that?
That's easy. That's $3 for adults and $1 for students. Of course, our Jefferson College students are free.
Awesome, awesome. And Marie, obviously a part of that all day. I imagine the concession stands will be running.
Yes, the concession stand is going to be running, and we're going to introduce a new little product, the walking taco, on Saturday.
The walking taco? What is this walking taco?
You take a bag of Doritos, and you cut it the lengthwise instead of opening up in the normal way. You cut it lengthwise. You crunch them up. You take some taco meat, toss it in there with some lettuce, give them some salsa and some sour cream, and send them on their way.
Interesting. It reminds me of something that might be on like a Taco Bell menu.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So we got that in the concessions. And what other items do we have other than the walking taco?
Our usual standards. We have hot dogs, nachos. Got the popcorn. Favorite of everybody's is popcorn. Of course, our drinks, Pepsi and then Gatorade water. Mm-hmm. So,
Marie,
candy bars.
Yeah, for obviously you guys had to reschedule this. This was initially scheduled for December 17th, the week after the girls' side. So just kind of take us through kind of how that scheduling process worked out, because I imagine it was probably pretty difficult to try to squeeze it in.
It was to a point. We had to make some adjustments since we do have a college game in here. We have a certain amount of time before our game, and with them having six games, you know, that's going to end up being seven basketball games in a day. So it was a little, but Eddie and the high school ADs worked well together and hashed this out and got it going.
There's Eddie is Hillsboro Athletic Director Eddie Marino. And Marie, how about tell us a little bit why people should stick around in between when Jeffco plays? They should head on out and then, hey, why don't we just come back in, pay that little extra $3 admission fee and get a chance to see Jefferson College as well?
Oh, our ladies are doing really well this season. They're starting to come together as that team, and we're, you know, you're always hoping that they come together at that right time, and I think they're really starting to do that now to continue through the rest of the season and advance themselves as far as they can.
Winners of four in a row at the moment, trying to make that five coming up here at 5 p.m. against Mineral Area College. And Maria, also, it's going to be a nice opportunity to get a lot of the students from each of the high schools to come check out Jefferson College as a whole, too.
Oh, it is. It's a great opportunity for them to be on campus, especially if they've never been out here. Majority of the kids are able to come out now, but it's nice. Most of the buildings will not be open, but they'll still be able to walk around the campus, see what we have, ask questions. Any one of the staff here at the field house that are here during that day can answer a majority of the questions that they may have. So, you know, it is a great opportunity for them to see this really nice facilities out here.
Yeah, and in terms of seating, I know that sometimes you guys only have one half of the gym opened up, or sometimes the other half is open as well. What can we expect on Saturday?
Oh, we're going to have three sets of bleachers. We'll have the two end bleachers and then the main west bleachers pulled out. So there's going to be plenty of seating for everybody, plenty of elbow room. So come on out. This is a great day of showcasing the county teams along with the college team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a full day Jefferson County basketball in the boys basketball side of things as well. You also get a chance to see the girls take on State Fair at 2 p.m. as well. If you want to make sure you pay that additional fee and come watch Jefferson, you get a full basketball game and plenty of concessions as well. Marie, anything else in particular you'd like to add about the event?
It's just a great event. This is about the third year that we've hosted it here at the college, and it's just really a great event for these kids to be able to come out and have a good day of basketball.
Awesome. Well, Marie, thank you very much for your time, as always, and we look forward to seeing you out there on that Saturday.
Come on out.
Awesome. And KJF will definitely have that broadcast for you in the morning. We will have the first game between Windsor and Herculaneum, and then the second between St. Pius and North County before we head into Missouri basketball as well. So we'll have that on the radio airwaves. If you can't make it out to the morning, but you can only make the evening, don't worry. You can tune in right here on 1400 KJF or online at MIMOinfo.com, and we'll be sure to get that game brought to you as well. Once again, that's the JCAA shootout from Jefferson College. $4 for admission and adults. And then for the Jefferson College basketball game, it's $3 for adults as well. We'll go ahead and take a timeout here on 1400 KJF on the Viking Voices show. Want to remind everybody, of course, as well, that the Vikings basketball team is in action against MAC on our sister station, KREI AM 800 and MIMOinfo.com. We'll take a break here on KJF and come back with some baseball and softball coverage for you.
Serenity Hospice Care's registered nurse, Jackie Maynor.
My story with Elmer actually starts with his wife, Clara. I started seeing them a couple of times a month. And Larry, that's their son, their only son. We were able to sit down and talk and ease his fears. And that's what hospice does. We're able to sit down and educate families and allow them that time.
The best portion of being a field nurse for hospice care is the fact that you're able to go in and care for that patient and that family at one of the hardest times of their lives. When I think of Elmer, it's like thinking of my second father, and I can remember him with such joy and know that I was able to make a difference in his life to the very end. Hospice work is not a career. It's a calling, and it makes life beautiful in all its stages.
Do you have lunch right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go fill out my application for nursing school.
But don't you have to do a drug test for that?
I don't know, but I'm not too worried about it. I don't do drugs. I know what I want for myself, and drugs would just get in the way of that, so I don't do them.
That's so smart. I really respect you for that.
I'm going to be under my own influence, so be under yours and find out more at myowninfluence.org.
A Beautyrest Platinum mattress brings you innovative design and superior style. Have you experienced elegantly orchestrated sleep? With Beautyrest Platinum, you will. It's not about finding the right setting or choosing a number. You can enjoy the precision and control that results from individually pocketed coils flexing to your unique shape and air-cooled gel memory foam adapting to keep you comfortable, all without you lifting a finger. Experience a Beautyrest Platinum sleep system tonight.
I'm Jefferson College Foundation Executive Director Patty Kristen. Every day, deserving students take a first step toward a better life by enrolling at Jefferson College. However, many could not achieve their dreams without the help of caring people who donate to the foundation for needs like tuition and textbooks. To make a tax-deductible gift of any size, please call 636-481-3105 or donate online at jeffco.edu. Your generosity not only impacts students today, but helps ensure that Jefferson College is here for generations to come.
Welcome you back in here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices Show. A reminder that the Jeffco women's basketball team in action at 5 p.m. down at Mineral Area College to open up Region 16 play. You can hear that game on our sister station, AM 800 KREI, and online at MIMOinfo.com via streaming. But believe it or not, baseball season is right around the corner, and we're talking college baseball as well. Jefferson College opens up their season early on February 11th, and we're joined by head baseball coach Pat Evers. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good.
All right, on. You just get done with practice, I saw a little earlier.
Yeah, we had practice, and then all the fun of putting the tarp on, and, you know, it'll be a luxury, I think, this weekend. We'll be able to get outside, which is, you know, any time in January you get outside is really a bonus, so we'll take advantage of it, and it's January, but we're like second week into practice and right in the middle of it.
Yeah, a lot better than that freezing rain last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, Coach, obviously you guys are going to get things going. You guys had some winter workouts as well. Just how'd the boys do in their own time during some of the winter workouts?
Good. I think we're real happy with where everybody is. The team's healthy. Guys came back in shape, which is always something you kind of, you know, worry about as a coach, just when those guys have that month off of themselves where they're back over Christmas break. But, you know, our guys took care of the business and, you know, are in shape and ready to go. So, you know, we're excited about the season getting started.
Yeah. How about some of the freshmen? Are they transitioning well, part of that first off season?
Yeah, I think so. And that's usually the thing where you see the biggest difference with some of those freshmen. I mean, it's the first time going through a, you know, regular throwing program, off-season program, lifting program. And the thing is, those guys really see the jump going from the fall and into the spring where, hey, they spent, you know, really 4 months going through a consistent lifting program and the bodies change. And, you know, that's kind of the fun thing to see when they get going here now and just seeing what they came from fall ball and what they're like in the spring. So Usually those are the guys that see the biggest jump.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, like you said, that first time getting that lifting program at that age too, you know, the muscle development a lot quicker than a little older.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, you guys get started in early February, but I've noticed online, just via the Twitter sphere, you guys have been doing a little bit of renovations to the field as well, especially to the bleachers.
Yeah. It was, you know, we were able to submit it as a capital project with our strategic planning committee, and we were fortunate enough last year to have it approved, and it really is a big difference. You know, we had the backstop done the year before, and in the process of that, I mean, there are some things that kind of stuck out with our bleacher seating, and just, you know, it was 20 years old, and a lot of things happened over that 20 years, just as far as keeping up with you know, some of the safety standards and ADA compliance and things like that. So it was something we were able to present and get approved. And, you know, chair back seating that, you know, is really, you know, adds more seating in there and the color. And it really is, you know, obviously it's safer and it's nicer. And it's really going to be something just from a spectator standpoint. It's going to be a lot better, you know, for all the people that come out and the other people that use this facility, the community, with a lot of the, you know, high schools that play out here, summer programs that are out here. So, you know, really, really excited about it.
Now, it's really just a direct benefit, you know, benefit for all the fans out there that come out, a little more professional style look to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always, you know, it's, you know, the baseball field and having that facility, it's almost like your own house where you kind of think of, you find things every year that, hey, we could do this a little bit better, or we need to get this fixed. And, you know, it's almost like you're never really done with it. But, you know, we've been really fortunate the last couple of years and have some great support of the administration and you know, our fundraising with some of the alumni and families here that were able to make a lot of that stuff possible. So, you know, it's really been fun to see kind of the facility transform in the last 2 or 3 years. So, you know, it's a lot of credit goes all around to the people on campus and the community and obviously a lot of our supporters.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the alumni in that as well. I always see active on Twitter with up-to-date on some former players as well. I think there was a tweet today about a Missouri State guy. Did I see that right?
Yeah. We got actually four of our former players down there in Missouri State. So it's, one of the nice things. You get a lot of, you know, we've been able to get a lot of quality players in here and guys that have taken advantage of it and gotten better and, you know, taken advantage of the academic side of it and move on to the four-year side or professional side. And, you know, it's really neat. I mean, we've had, you know, Justin Paulson, who's one of the guys out of Missouri State, was in here over the offseason, you know, working out. You know, Keith Grieshaber, who's guys drafted last year, will be back here in the offseason. Matt Stites, who was a draft pick out of here and you know, pitched up as a AAA big leagues with the Diamondbacks, comes back here and throws. So, I mean, it's really neat to see those alumni that, you know, really care a lot about the program and want it to continue to see it continue to be successful, but still come back here and take advantage of use of facilities. And, you know, it's nice for our guys, you know, just coming through practice. Heck, we got guys coming back and they get to see those guys that play at higher levels and how they go about their business and how they work. And, you know, it's really always a lot of fun to see those guys coming back and see how successful they are.
Yeah, absolutely. You think that provides a little bit of an extra motivational factor for the guys currently on the roster too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, those guys get to see, hey, it's a big difference. You know, we had Justin Springer in here, and Justin was a pitcher in Rangers organization who came in through the other day, and it's like, wow, that's, you see the differences. And those guys don't get to see what that person was like when they were here when they were 18, 19 years old, but, you know, he comes back as 23, 24, and it's like, wow, that's, you know, a lot of our guys have aspirations of hoping to play at that Division I level or playing at the professional level at some point. You get to see guys that were at that level and really came from the same place as they did. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work and a dedication, but, you know, it's just part of the grind and going through it and every day just finding a little bit of a way to get a little bit better.
Yeah, just that process. I think last time I talked with you a couple months ago, there were six guys that on this team that had signed to the next level, or was it seven?
We had seven, and then seven. Kyle Vance, who's a redshirt freshman, committed over the break to a school in Ohio, a Division II school in Ohio. So we've had eight of our guys set to move on to next year, and, you know, obviously we'll have several more go out through the spring. But, you know, that's at the end of the day, why you go to junior college is to get to that next spot. And, you know, it's been, you know, we've been pretty lucky to have a lot of guys move on to some really good places.
Yeah, and you guys do things as a program as well. Obviously, you want to push that the way, like you said, you know, go to the junior college as well. But you guys have a showcase tournament coming up too, I noticed.
Yeah, we do. It's our 21st annual exposure camp, which started, Coach Oster did, you know, 21 years ago. And it's kind of continued on. And, you know, we've been fortunate to get a real great turnout and a lot of people coming up here. And we take advantage of on the recruiting side of it. But it's also nice to showcase the college and, other four-year schools, junior colleges come in and use it as a scouting event, recruiting event also. So, anytime you can get, prospective, student athletes on campus, I think it's a great thing. And, we've been fortunate to have a pretty good turnout for the last, 20 plus years. And on the side, it is a fundraiser for our program and our guys will help work the event and that money goes back into, supplement our budget and the things that we try and do as a program.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if the guys, the players have to go work that. What type of duties do they usually have?
Oh, it's a lot of just kind of the grunt work and just helping out just with setting up and breaking things down. But, I mean, it's part of it. And, it's better than, some of those times you do fundraisers and guys got to go out and sell pizzas and candy bars. And, we don't have to do anything like that. But
just a wall in a day's work.
Yeah, but, it's a long day, but it's really a great day for us as a program. Get to showcase ourselves and showcase the school, but also, we get to see some talent on campus and kind of helps with our recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, why don't we talk a little bit about the season coming up, because like we mentioned, it's going to be here at the snap of the fingers right before we know it. If I remember correctly, you guys open up in Tennessee.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed if the weather's all right, but it'll be February 11th and 12th in Millington, Tennessee, which is a USA stadium, the former USA Baseball used to have their facility there, and they still have they move sites. They move actually to Cary, North Carolina, but they still have the stadium, which is really nice. And we'll go down there and play a three-game series, and it's kind of nice. You never know exactly what to expect that first weekend out, but usually early we're able to take advantage and mix some different guys in and out of the lineups and get some different guys on the mound and let guys kind of get their feet wet a little bit.
Yeah, and then you guys don't come home, though, until March, right? So you guys are out on the road for about the end
of
the month?
Yeah, the first three weekends we'll be out on the road, and then usually that first weekend of March is when we open up here. So, that's kind of how we've done it. At least you're pretty assured with the weather, but going south, you're going to get the games in. Granted, there's always a time here in February it's, 60 degrees, but it could very easily be 20 degrees and snowing. So, but it's nice. We'll be able to, the goal that we've always had is try and get 10 games in by March 1st, and that really kind of gives you a little bit of a baseline before getting into the region and the conference games where you kind of find out what the kind of the core group is and kind of find out a little bit about your team.
Yeah, like you said, last week it was 70 degrees and it froze rain the next day, so you never know. But, Coach, you mentioned playing all those games to kind of get the feel and, figure out, obviously, for you, which lineup is going to work the best and things of that nature, who kind of fits what and, your rotation and things of that nature. But how is the quality of opponents that you guys have scheduled down there?
It's always real good. We try and challenge ourselves with our schedule early. We'll go down and we'll be Volunteer State out of Tennessee, Dyersburg State out of Tennessee, and Johnson County, who's over there from the Kansas City side of it. And then going down to Meridian is always a test early. With anytime you go south, you're playing people that have been outside for a month, and the speed of the game, especially going out from being in the field house and being in the gym and being indoors, the game really speeds up on you once you get outside. But, that's the goal, is try and play as good a competition as we possibly can. And, it helps us prepare us for the conference and hopefully prepares us for, sets you up for the postseason, what you're going to do, in the district and hopefully going on to the World Series.
Yeah, and Coach, what are your expectations so far for the season coming up? Are you a coach that you like to kind of go down and make some goals, or do you kind of like to just take it game by game?
I think it's goals every year are kind of the same thing. I think our goals each year is to win our conference, and we've done it the last 10 years, and heck, our expectation is to win it again. We want to win our district, and we want to go on to the Junior College World Series. I mean, those are the goals that never really change any year, and I think it's something that, it's an expectation here. Every school is going to sit there and say, hey, this is what we want to do, and our goal is to make it to the World Series. This is a program that's been there three times in the last, 12 or 13 years. I mean, and in 2011, 2012, made back-to-back appearances. I think it's something that it's a realistic goal every year. And, there's things 40-plus wins and this and that. But, I mean, the ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season. And that's what it is. And it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck, yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
I was just going to ask you where that World Series was held. I thought it was Grand Junction out in Colorado. But anyway, as part of those goals, and you talk about the early part of the season as well, so you as a coach, what are you looking for specifically in those first few games to kind of prep yourself for that kind of region and conference play?
I think there's, we just want guys that are going to go out there and compete and play the right way and play hard. And I think the biggest thing is, hey, guys are going to fail and guys are going to mess up, but we want guys to go out there and be aggressive and make aggressive mistakes. So I think that's one thing that, you know, whatever, hey, it might be a freshman out there and it's their first game and first time they're having a college at bat and first innings on the mound, but, you know, go out there and make aggressive mistakes. And, you know, it's always sloppy early. There's always, hey, guys, kick balls around in the infield, and there's a little bit more swing and miss, and get pitchers don't execute pitches quite the same way as they will, you know, a month from now or 2 months from now, 3 months from now. But, you know, we want to see our guys go out there and compete is the biggest thing, and play hard and play aggressive, and, you know, we'll take our chances.
Yeah, Coach, lots of pitching on this roster, correct?
Lots of
good deep depth.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of, you know, we didn't return a whole lot on the mound as far as guys that would have had a ton of experience. You know, Spencer Jurgens, Troy Newell, Cody Greed were three of the guys that saw, you know, a decent amount of innings last year. But, you know, outside of that, I mean, it's pretty much a whole new pitching staff. So, which is great on one side of it. I mean, hey, there's a lot of guys that we like, freshmen. And I think the one thing that sticks out from 1 to 13 or 14 on the mound, I think there's not a huge drop-off. And I think there's a lot of guys that you know, have a high upside and it can go out and do some things. And, you know, the fun part is going to be that first weekend, finding out kind of where they stand. And there's always somebody that kind of surprises you a little bit. And there's always somebody that you're expecting a little bit more out of that, you know, maybe doesn't have as good a year. But, you know, it's a fun part of it and just kind of seeing, you know, where it stacks up and once we start playing.
Yeah. Well, going to keep the theme. And obviously, offensively, this side of the baseball, are you guys looking there? Or how do you hope to look? Like you said, you can't, you know, got to see it that first weekend.
Yeah. You know, I think offensively, we're really happy where we are. You know, I think 1-9 is a team that, you know, is talented. And it can, the one thing that sticks out from the offense in years past, I think the previous couple of years were more of a, hey, we were going to outslug you and kind of hit the three-run home run. But part of it was we had a lot of hitters that kind of were in the same mold and kind of struggled the same way. So if you had a pitcher that was, you know, a certain way, you kind of were able to shut us down a little bit. And we were a little bit streaky at times offensively. I think this team probably will runs a little bit better. It's a little bit more well-rounded. You know, we have a few more left-handed bats, so it's probably a little bit more of a balanced lineup than we've had in years past.
That brings me to my next question, Coach. Obviously, this past decade or so in baseball, sabermetrics and all the stats have just blown out, just tons and tons. So you as a coach, have you kind of fallen into that? Do you kind of like to play the whole platoon type deal, look at some splits type things, or are you kind of more traditionally, hey, these are kind of the nine guys we're going to trot out, we got our late inning guys as well?
I think you look at it with a little bit of a grain of salt. I mean, you look into the numbers, but I mean, part of it, it's different. I mean, it's such a melting pot in junior college, and hey, there's, you know, we used to have it a few years ago, a bunch of left-handed bats. Well, hey, you know, sometimes you don't see a left-handed pitcher, a really above-average left-handed pitcher. I don't know how many guys I can think of that were real above-average from the left side on the junior college side that we played in the region or conference the last couple of years. So it's not, you know, we're going to put our best nine out there. And that's what it is. You know, I think there's times when you pay attention to the numbers a little bit, but, you know, sometimes I don't like trying to pigeonhole somebody and saying, hey, this is what they can do or can't do. I mean, that's the one thing that's unique with junior college is so much development and guys that are growing and guys that are different players from 1 year to the next and, you know, honestly, 1 month to the next. So, you know, part of it, hey, they got to struggle at some point and find a way to get it done and move on to the next level. So you pay attention to a little bit, but, you know, as nice as it would be to have as a, you know, I don't know if we have the luxury of having all the stats that some of the places do when you look at some of the computer programs that go on at the, you know, the Division I side of it and the professional side of it.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't have to overthink that either.
Yeah.
Coach, I want to ask you a little bit off-topic question. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame announcement comes up here in, I think, 20 minutes or so. Are you pay any close attention to that type of stuff at all?
Not so much. I know they've done a little bit different. They made some of the balloting public this year. You know, I honestly don't even know for sure who the box are going to be, so I don't know. But it's neat. I got to go up to Cooperstown. It was probably 15 years ago when I was playing summer ball in college, and we were actually there in induction weekend. I think it was Ozzie Smith went in that weekend, so it's a great place to go up and see, and, you know, hopefully I guess it'll be interesting to see. I know there's always some of those guys in the steroid era that are getting a few more votes, but it'll be kind of curious to see where they all stack up.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll give you a little preview. I think Tim Raines and Jeff Bagwell are the sure locks in, and everybody else kind of on the fence. But Coach Evers, hey, thanks very much for your time. Much appreciated. And we look forward to seeing you out there more in the March, April when that weather turns.
Sounds good.
That's Coach Pat Evers of the Jefferson College baseball program joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We'll step aside for a short break, come back with some softball action for you coming up next.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
What a great way to kick off the new year. It's Sir Dyke Harley-Davidson's Red Tag once-in-a-lifetime factory-authorized clearance sales event. Hi, this is Tim Sir Dyke. Listening to this ad will save you up to $7,500 and let you ride away on a new Harley for zero down for 60 months at 0.99 APR. This is the big one. Check out new in-stock 2016 Harley-Davidson touring models and get up to $7,500 in accessories or up to $6,000 off MSRP or up to $2,000 over current retail book value on trade. Three options to choose from, plus qualified customers can ride away with zero down for 60 months and 0.99 financing. Plus, there's savings on all the other 2016 models, too, up to $5,000 on Softails, $3,000 on Dynas, and $2,300 on Sportster 1200 models, and quantities are extremely limited. So do not, I said do not delay. It's our Red Tag once-in-a-lifetime factory-authorized clearance sales event going on now, only at Sir Dyke Harley-Davidson, Highway 67 South at Festus. Get full details at SirDykeHarley.com.
Do you have lunch right now?
Yeah, I'm going to go fill out my application for nursing school.
But don't you have to do a drug test for that?
I don't know, but I'm not too worried about it. I don't do drugs. I know what I want for myself, and drugs would just get in the way of that, so I don't do them.
That's so smart. I really respect you for that.
I'm going to be under my own influence, so be under yours and find out more at myowninfluence.org.
A Beautyrest Platinum mattress brings you innovative design and superior style. Have you experienced elegantly orchestrated sleep? With Beautyrest Platinum, you will. It's not about finding the right setting or choosing a number. You can enjoy the precision and control that results from individually pocketed coils flexing to your unique shape and air-cooled gel memory foam adapting to keep you comfortable, all without you lifting a finger. Experience a Beautyrest Platinum sleep system tonight.
Need urgent dental care? Hickory Plaza provides urgent dental care clinics for adults and children. Hi, I'm Tracy Wicking with Comtree, and we provide urgent dental care for adults and children on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's first come, first serve, starting at 8 a.m. Our last patient is accepted at 10:30 a.m. or until our schedule is full. Contact us at 636-481-6040. That's 636-481-6040. Comtree, health happens here.
Today's world, much like the past, is a turbulent one. Many people are nervous about investing and are looking for advice. Hi, I'm Benjamin Heft with Fortune Investment Services. At Fortune Investment Services, we tailor a portfolio specific to you, your situation, and your life goals. Let us be your financial coach. Call us today for a no-obligation, no-cost, personal financial consultation at 636-467-7500.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Fortune Investment Services is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corporation.
Eagle Bank and Trust has been a part of the Jefferson County community since 1911, providing financial solutions to individuals, professionals, and small business owners. They're locally owned, so decisions about your account are made right there by bankers you know and trust. They have 6 conveniently located branches throughout Jefferson County, so stop in, give them a call, or check them out online at eaglebankandtrust.com and let them amaze you. Eagle Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcoming you back in here on the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF, joined now by softball head coach Tony Cook. We just covered some baseball as well as the JCAA shootout, but Coach Cook, softball's turn this time around, and I saw you hustling up here from softball practice. How'd they look today?
You know, it's really exciting to be outside today. You know, to be out on the dirt in January is just, it's a blessing, and, you know, we're excited for it, and for first time out, we look pretty good.
Yeah, and Coach, I was talking with Coach Evers about this as well. there. You guys are even sooner. You're a full week before they get going, and that kind of blows my mind that it's softball and baseball season. Spring's right around the corner. But you guys had the luxury of being able to go down in Texas, and I remember I spoke with you earlier a couple months ago, and you're real excited about this opportunity, first time.
We are. You know, it's the first time we've ever been down to Texas, and a good, hard schedule, and we wanted that for this year. And, you know, I think this team is built for, you know, this kind of competition that we're going to face, and we'll see how we do down there, and hopefully good things happen.
Yeah, what are the expectations for this team this year?
You know, it's always, you know, we want to win our region and our conference, and, you know, our goal is to win 50 games, you know, every year. You know, last year we were a little short. This year, new squad, new group, so, you know, we still got the same sights. We want that 50-game win mark, and, you know, anything less than that is, you know, we'll take that, but, you know, we always have something to shoot for. And, you know, if we can get, to, you know, if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
Awesome. And that's always the end goal.
That's the goal.
Exactly. Coach, who are some of the key returners this year that are kind of helping lead that charge a little bit and kind of teaching what JeffCo softball is all about?
You know, starting with our outfield, you know, they got the most experience, I think, for us with Libby Marco out in center field. And then, you know, we got Kelsey Gamerick in right field. And then, you know, on the mound, we got Shelby Clark. You know, she was a workhorse for us last year, and she'll be, out there on the mound again this year. And then, you know, at third base, we've got Taylor Dames will be there, and we got Kaylee Sheridan. And then we got Paige Kirch, who's a good utility force. And so is Elena Olestoff. She'll be at second base, and then she'll be at in the outfield also. And then, you know, we got Autumn McCoy, a kid from Columbia, Missouri. Really showed some progress this about the last 6 weeks. Really excited about the way she's turning things. So group's looking good. And, you know, and we got Liz Kite. She's going to split between outfield and the catching position. And so good core for the sophomore group. And, you know, we're really excited because these girls put good numbers up last year. And so we're really hoping they'll be leaders this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Expect a little bit of improvement, no doubt about
sure.
it, too. And, Coach, speaking of improvement, how was the off season in terms of workouts for the girls?
They've been working hard. We've been pushing them really good, and you know, we've overcome a lot of injuries since the fall season. You know, our fall season was really tough for us this year. We played a lot of Division I schools. We competed really well against them, and so you know, the girls were kind of down on it because we didn't get the win losses like they expected. But it wasn't so much for you know how many wins and losses you get in the fall. It's about how well we perform and how well, you know. Can we do to get better? And I think we're going that direction. That's what we want. We want to go, you know, in this right direction that we think we're going. And, you know, I think we're progressing really well. And the girls are really, you know, they're buying in what we're talking to them about, and especially on the hitting and the fielding. And pitchers are looking really good right now. And so, you know, it's really early, but we're way ahead. We're miles ahead of what we were last year.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, Coach, I remember you telling me all about the fall schedule and how strenuous it was, and you mentioned that the ladies may have been a little bit down of it and things of that nature, but do you think it'll really benefit them once they start getting going here in region play and everything, and the game kind of slows down maybe a little bit for them than what they saw in the fall?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the level of competition won't be as high as what we were in the fall. You know, you're talking Division I players from the SEC, you know, and Big 12 and stuff like that, and so for us to compete with those players like that, you know, that shows us that, we, you know, the level of talent we have here is really good. And, you know, now we're playing, you know, the JUCO schools are more to us, you know, freshmen and sophomores, more of our age groups and things like that. And so, you know, we expect to have success. And, you know, anything less than that, then we fall short of our goals.
Yeah, Coach, we know that the tournament is down in Texas. Do you have your opponents scheduled away yet on that?
We do. Our first game will be against Midland from Texas, and then we got Weatherford from Texas, we got Luna from New Mexico, we got Callie from Kansas. Let's see who else we got on that Texas thing. We got
all over the place.
Yeah, I think there's four Texas teams, one from Kansas and one from New Mexico is what we're playing.
Okay, very cool. I imagine, though, when it comes to that time, it's all about you guys and your performance versus
yeah.
worrying about any of them.
It is. You know, we take it one game at, you know, the old cliche, you know, you take one game at a time, but we really do. We got to focus on that one first game, go out there and, you know, do well in all three aspects of the game, which is, you know, pitching, hitting, and fielding. Hopefully we can cut down on mistakes early. You know, with this warm weather like we got in January, we're getting on the dirt for the first time. Usually it's always an advantage for the southern teams, you know, the Texas, the Floridas, because they get out there a lot more than us. So this year, you know, we're on the dirt too now. So that's it's a help. It will help us and should benefit us when we go down there. So it won't be the first time when we go down there that we see dirt. So we're excited.
Yeah, and then after that, shortly after, the Texas is down to Mississippi for another tournament.
It is. You know, we're going down there and playing a lot of teams from Alabama and Florida and that part of the area. And so good, tough schedule. Good, tough schedule to start the season off with. And then we'll come back home and start some non-conference, non-regional games. And then we'll go to the Joplin tournament. And then after that, then we'll get into all the conference and regional games after that. So, this schedule is really designed and set up for us to get ready for that, the conference and region. And that's what we want. We want to be prepared to win another conference. And then we want that number one seed in the region. So we got to do well this year.
Yeah, so Coach, obviously then I imagine all that scheduling that you did in the fall and early on with the tough competition for the tournaments at Texas and Mississippi, then that was all by design.
It is, and that's the thing, we'll get our wins and we'll get, but at the same time, we want to play good competition. So we went out and tried to find the best teams we can find. We've been invited to a lot of, we've had a lot of success the last few years, and with that, we've got a lot of invitations to a lot of good, invite tournaments only, and so we've taken them up on that, and hopefully we will we can do what we expect and compete, and hopefully things will work out for us.
Coach, at the end of the month of February, I should say, you guys will finally come home and play four home games in a row. After being in Texas and Mississippi, you imagine that the girls will be real excited out there to get going on the home field?
They will. They always like playing at home. We usually draw really good crowds at home, and we've got a lot of local players on our team, and so it's good to play at home because, they feel more comfortable there. Anytime you travel on the road, it's always tough, sleeping in hotels and all them long bus rides. So, they can get a good night's sleep here and come out and perform the next day, here at home. And if you look at our schedule, we got more home games this year than we had in the past few years. So, and we did that all, that was another thing we tried to do to the schedule is try to get some more home games so we could, it benefits us in the long run.
I imagine try to get a lot of those back-to-back as well, so you can spend a little time for a home trip.
Yep.
And then, Coach, just looking at your team from an offensive standpoint, can we expect a lot of power, a lot of speed, a good mix?
I was just talking to Coach Starkey, last year we hit 407, and I told him, I said, if this club can hit 400 this year with our pitching, we should have some good success. And so he was going out looking at he's a big figures guy. He's always pulling stats and stuff, and we got a lot of returners that put up some good numbers last year. If they can duplicate that or even do better, then we should be. I don't know if we're going to steal the bases we've done in the past. This team's not really set up for that. This team's more of a hit and run type team. A little bit of double home run power. Last year we hit 62 home runs. We should be close to that this year, I would imagine. And so I think this team is designed to slug it out with teams. I think we are.
Coach, obviously, very early, nobody's played yet, so you don't really have any idea at this point, but or in terms of seeing them actually physically play. But just what are your expectations for the competition in the region this year?
Every year it changes. Every team, one year they can, depending on what the recruiting class is, it can always change. But, I expect Crowder to have a good club this year. And, Three Rivers has always been a real tough opponent, and so has Maplewoods. And I think North Central's getting better. St. Charles made a really good run last year in the regional tournament. And, I think Coach over there does a real good job. So, I expect the region to be tough. We got a new team in there this year, State Fair. And so don't know what to expect out of them. Don't know what they've been, being a brand new team. I know she's got a lot of girls on her squad, so we'll have to see what goes on there. But really looking forward to going out and playing each one of those. And then, in the conference, we'll play a lot of those same teams. And then you also got Mineral Area, and you got, St. Louis Community College and East Central. And so, I feel we're the team to beat in the conference. And in the region, I think we're right at the top of there also.
Coach, not much time left, but I got to ask you here coming up. You're just out on the field today. You had to practice outside. Was it today? Has it kind of really hit you yet that, wow, it's the season's right here? Has it hit you yet?
It did today. I think it was, we was out there turning dirt over and getting it ready, and it's like, oh, my gosh, it's upon us. It's time to get going here. And so, you get caught up in everything, and it's a good feeling. And when you hear the crack of the bat and the girls were excited out there on the field today. We saw a lot of hustle and a lot of dives and things like that. And, sometimes it can get lethargic in the gymnasium down the hole and stuff like that. And so to be outside and to perform the way we did in practice to them, it's real exciting.
Great to hear. Looking forward to seeing you guys out there in just a few weeks.
Thanks, Will.
That's the head coach of the girls softball program here at Jefferson College, Coach Tony Cook, joining us. And that is going to wrap up our edition of the Viking Voices show today. But a reminder to everybody, the Jefferson College women's basketball team taking on rival Mineral Area College right about now. You switch on over to AM 800 KREI, or you can go online if you're listening and streaming at MIMOinfo.com and stream through the KREI tab as well to hear that game as Jeffco goes for their fifth win in a row. On Friday night, we got coverage for the Hoops for Hope tournament going on Friday between Herculaneum and Jefferson. We'll have that on the listening airwaves, girls varsity basketball and boys varsity basketball. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your